Thanks for tuning into Radio 323. It's time for Power Players. This is your host, Ken Watmore. And during this program, we're going to talk to people about their stories, about how Christ has impacted their lives and what they're doing with the platform that he's given them. You and I have a story, and so does everybody else. And this is a show where we don't leave any stone unturned. We're talking to professional leaders from athletics, coaches, business leaders, entertainers, people like you and me. We all have a very unique testimony and an opportunity to share Christ with the world through it. So we're going to talk to people about just that. And hopefully you will be blessed by the next half hour or so. Sit back and enjoy the show, and then tune in every week, Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock to hear Power Players Radio. Well, thanks for joining us today. I am happy to be with you again, and I'm excited about a guest that we have. Last week, we had Dan Seaborn from Winning at Home, and today we have one of his sons, Alan Seaborn. Alan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Man, I'm so glad to have you. It's an honor. It really is. And your dad talked about, you know, your heart for the underprivileged and your heart for those who are in need. And I thought, man, let's just have you on and talk about that and find out what kind of things you're involved with. I know you're starting up a brand new ministry, and I'm always excited to see that. And you're going into the city, in the city of Detroit, and that's not an easy place to jump into. And you're having an impact on the homeless community there and the underprivileged. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your ministry? Tell us what the ministry's called, and then tell us a little bit about how you got pushed into it. Because you know, God just moves us sometimes to be active for Him. And somewhere along the line, He did that for you, and I want to hear about it.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, the ministry is a part of Winning at Home, and it's called Urban Family Outreach. And what we do is we offer an opportunity for people about once a month to come over to Detroit with their family or with their spouse and to have a chance not only to see the city and to see kind of the shape that it's in, because really Detroit is hurting. And the mayor did a study recently and found that one out of every three plots of land in the city limits are either vacant or abandoned. And over 70% of kids are born out of wedlock. 48% of families are headed up by a single mother. And we at Winning at Home saw not only the devastation, but also the unique opportunity that a ministry focused on family could have to make an impact in the city of Detroit. So once a month, we offer people the chance to come and spend the day in Detroit and to not just observe and not just see how bad things are, but also to plug in with a couple of different ministries that are doing some really incredible things in their neighborhoods. One is a homeless shelter that's right in the heart of downtown that three nights a week they offer people an opportunity to come and get a warm meal and also to have a place to sleep that's safe, where they have security watching over them all night long so they can actually get a good night's sleep. And we're also involved with a church that's located in Detroit that is figuring out ways to reach out to not the homeless in their community, but the people who are struggling to know where the next meal is going to come from. And what they do is once a month come in with a semi-truck full of food and give it out to different neighbors in their community so that they have a way to provide and to be, you know, God's hands and feet. And it's a really incredible thing that we've had a chance to get involved in and to serve. And I'm always humbled walking away knowing that God has chosen to use me. And the most exciting part about this ministry, I believe, is that when people get involved and when people serve, there's a bond there that's formed that's unlike any other bond. And so being a family ministry, we believe that if we can get families involved serving together, and if we can get husbands and wives involved serving together, then God's going to use that not only to challenge them and grow them in terms of wanting to continue to serve, but also the bond between them is going to be that much stronger because they're taking time out and giving of themselves to serve. Hmm.
Amazing, dude. And tell me, when you talk about Detroit, I mean, I mean, you just kind of went through some statistics that are alarming, I think, for any city. But what is that, you know, what does that look like to a family walking into some of the places that you're going to? I mean, what's that, what's the lay of the land around you when you're walking into this area to go and serve in, say, a homeless shelter, or when you're bringing a truck full of food? I mean, in my mind, I get this vision of almost like, you know, after a disaster area, when people bring in food relief, you know, you see lots of people lined up that are just so in need of help. And it kind of sounds like it resembles that to me.
Well, it really does. It's unbelievable that you walk in and you see what's happening in a big city in America. And it really blows my mind every time I'm in Detroit, because you walk through certain neighborhoods and, you know, maybe 3 out of 4 houses are abandoned or burned down. And then some neighborhoods, you can tell that people are really taking pride in their community and working to keep it up. But I think the biggest thing that I notice when I go into Detroit is that there's not a lot of male leadership. It seems like the men who are around aren't really stepping up and leading their families. They're kind of leaving that to other people. And I think it's a really dangerous cycle that's forming right now, where you have fathers who don't understand what it means to be a father, because they were never showed how to do it.
Right.
And I think a lot of the young people in Detroit are growing up in an environment where they don't see a better future, where they don't see hope. And I believe as Christians, that's our life calling, is to go and tell people that, guess what, there is hope.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Now, is this an opportunity for, because you're part of Winning at Home, Is this an opportunity to be able to get in and penetrate an area with the great news of who Christ is, but also to be able to get in there and say, hey, look, you know, we want to help, but we don't want to just help provide food, but we want to help, you know, teach dads how to be dads. Yeah, I mean, do you guys have that opportunity to link back into Winning at Home and utilize that platform to share what it means to be a husband and a father?
Well, that's something that we're currently developing. We've been doing this for only a few months now, so it's a really kind of a baby ministry.
Wow.
And we're working toward developing something like that in the future, where we're not only coming in and offering, you know, physical food or whatever it is to meet someone's need, but also spiritual guidance and really, you know, emotional encouragement and teaching that can develop a much more well-rounded individual.
Yeah. No, I think it's great, man. I think that what you're doing, it gives you, you know, it gives you the ability and the trust and the permission almost, right, to go ahead and share, you know, the love of Christ, because you're, man, when people have that, they know that they can trust someone who's going to come alongside them and help them. They're going to provide them with the, you know, the food they need, or maybe the just a little bit of medical care, or just a little bit of, you know, interaction that they need outside of that everyday, you know, that the things that surround them every day in that kind of environment are harsh. And to be able to come in there, kind of give them that, you know, hey, I'm right here with you. I'm here for you. You know, let me communicate with you. Let me show you that I really do care. I'm not doing this for any personal gain. You know, and by the way, here's some food or medical supplies, whatever it might be. That kind of gives you that permission to say, you know, this is why I'm doing this. And, you know, and I want you to know that God, you know, has told us to come do this, and God wants to impact your life so that he can use you and show you all that he's got lined out for you also.
Yeah, and I really like that word that you use there, permission, because I do think that when we come and we work to help to meet someone's needs, that we do gain permission to speak into their life. And the opportunity that exists after bringing some kind of a service to a person is so much greater than if I were just to walk up to someone on the street and say, hey, let me tell you a little bit about what Jesus did in my life.
Right.
And they walk away, you know, with a lot of words, but nothing that can fill their belly or nothing that can help them in a very practical way that they can see. And they're just going to walk away and, you know, 9 times out of 10, just forget about that conversation. But when it's attached to something very real and something that is a felt need for them, then I believe that people open up so much more and they're a lot more willing to at least listen to what you have to say.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. My guest today is Alan Seaborn. Alan, let me ask you, what moved you into this? I mean, I know that God moved you into it, but you know, somewhere did you see, an impoverished neighborhood? Did you experience something? What made you go, you know what, this is where God is calling me? What recognized that for you?
Well, I had a chance when I was in youth group in high school to spend a lot of different summers for a week or two at a time in inner city Philadelphia. And the first time I stepped out of the bus, I just knew that I was in a place that I wanted to be. And, you know, from everything to just how many people were out hanging out on their porches or whatever, walking around in their neighborhoods. And you had the music blasting. And despite the circumstances, despite the fact that people didn't have much, they did have a sense of joy that I couldn't all the time find in my life. And really, I've been kind of trying to figure out what that is and figure out, you know, how God provides that in the midst of a community that seems like they have so little. But they at the same time had so much that I wanted too. And out of that experience, God began to open me up and kind of point out to me that in my life, the American dream is no longer my goal. Now I believe that God has called me to really be open and vulnerable and to live among the poor, to live in places where people don't move to, people move away from. And that's a calling that he's placed on my life. And as unappealing as that might sound to some people, I got to tell you, there's no place I would rather be.
Yeah. Well, what people miss, I've had the true blessing, and I didn't recognize it as blessing then. Maybe sometimes, you know, but the true blessing of living in the city as well. And, you know, I lived in Los Angeles, you know, and it was just an amazing experience, and not always a great experience. But the thing that people don't get if they haven't been in that is that the city is alive. I mean, it's 24/7, all out alive. There is stuff going on everywhere all the time. And there's a weird sense of, you know, of life there, even though it's not always joyful. But like you said, people do find joy there. They just maybe find different ways to find it, whether that's a, you know, listen to their music. Like you said, the music's blaring and it, you know, on a corner, they're just hanging out. I mean, there's life there. There's stuff going on. And it's just, sometimes it's real dark and you just got to penetrate it with who Christ is. And unfortunately for me, when I was in that situation, you know, I didn't really recognize who Christ was, and I didn't have an opportunity to share that. But I can see where there's a thriving opportunity there to really penetrate a dark place with Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, I think that a lot of times when there is a place that's so hurting and a place that seems kind of so backward in so many ways, I think it's our natural tendency to run away and to isolate ourselves with other people who think the same way that we think and believe the things that we believe and want the things that we want out of life. But I really think that situations like that are times and places where God is opening up an opportunity for us to step in and to bring the light of the gospel, because if we continue to run away and continue to try to get among people who think like us and look like us and believe like us, then I think we're missing out on the opportunity that God's got right in front of us. Maybe because, you know, we're scared, maybe because we're uncomfortable or we're just not used to it. But I think when he gives us that opportunity, he's calling us. He wants us to step into that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I'm excited for you, man. That's what an opportunity. Again, it's Alan Seaborn with Urban Family Outreach, and it's a part of Winning at Home. So all of our listeners who got a chance to listen to Dan Seaborn at Winning at Home, you guys know we've got the link to the website up, but soon there'll be a page on there for Urban Family Outreach, or at least another website, which we'll link as well. Alan, how I know there's an email for a Mary Beth at Winning at Home. Can you give that out so that people can connect with you if they need to? And people, I want the listeners to know, we've got listeners from, you know, all over the country and hopefully all over the globe. I would like to know that people can connect with you and support what you're doing in Detroit, because what you're doing there can have an impact somewhere else. I don't want our listeners to get so localized with where they're at, though. You know, if there's this kind of thing going on in your city, get involved with it, support it, but also know that you may be able to support this ministry in Detroit and change somebody's life in Detroit that might go to the next city and do the same thing, and they might go to the next city. So your impact in Detroit can impact the cities all across the country. So I want them to be able to connect with you and support you in some way.
Absolutely. Well, one way that they can get in touch is they can email marybeth@winningathome.com. And how they can do that is, let me spell out Mary Beth's name. Yeah. It's MERIBETH @winningathome.com. And you spell out the at in winning at home. And, you know, kind of like you mentioned, you don't want people to get too localized and only focus on their area and, you know, realize, okay, well, that's in Detroit, I can't get involved. Well, one thing that our ministry is really striving to do is to bring people to Detroit, to give them the experience of serving in a place that's not their normal situation. And hopefully out of that, they kind of catch the bug to serve, and that even when they move back to their, or when they head home that night to their own community, that they begin to look at their neighborhood with new eyes, and that they start to see, wow, I don't have to drive 2 hours to see people who are struggling.
Right.
I've got people right in my neighborhood who I didn't even notice, but they're hurting.
Yeah.
And we want to give people the opportunity to serve in Detroit, yes, but so much more than that, to take the mentality of serving home with them so that they see what's going on around them. And I think that's the biggest thing that we can bring to the table with Urban Family Outreach, to give people a chance to serve with their family, not only in Detroit, but also right at home.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing, man. More and more, you know, you just mentioned it. They don't have to drive 2 hours to see people who are in need or hurting. More and more across this country right now, there are people hurting right next door to you. I don't care where you're at. It doesn't matter if you're in the most affluent neighborhood around. There are people that are hurting, truly, truly suffering all over this country. And man, you know, as we watch unemployment rates climb, as we watch, you know, more and more families, those statistics you quoted earlier, 70% of kids being born out of wedlock, dude, that is happening everywhere. And it's terrible. It's a tragedy. And even in the church, you know, even in the church, it is happening where people are being born out of wedlock. Divorce rates are climbing. And you know what? People are just missing the boat. This thing is about Jesus Christ, and it's about love. It's expressed through love. The greatest statement of love ever is Him on the cross. And, you know, we miss that, and we get focused up in these little I want things all around our world, and we forget about what the main thing is. And when we focus on the main thing, we see that these things like marriage and children are all designed to amplify our relationship with Him and to express love in that same way that He expresses it to us, a father to a child. You know, the marriage represents our relationship with Him. And, you know, people just miss it, dude, and things are falling apart. And I love what you're doing, because it gives people the opportunity to experience the bond of a family serving another. It experience the, you know, that servant-mindedness that Christ wanted us to exemplify. You know, Jesus tells us, you know, that you know, we have to be a servant first, right? And We're missing that. And you can go anywhere across the country now, and it's not 2 hours away. It is literally next door, where you will find families and people who are hurting in one way or another, and you can get involved. I love it, man. I want people to definitely get involved with what you're doing. And shoot, if they can go to Detroit and learn how to do it right, that's an awesome opportunity. And I just want to spell this out again, because I want people to be able to reach you. It's marybeth@winningathome.com, and that's M-E-R-I-B-E-T-H at winningathome.com. Not the little at sign. You only use that between Mary Beth and winning. It's winningathome.com, and it's Urban Family Outreach, Alan Seaborn. So, Alan, what's, you know, I know this is a new thing. I know you're only a few months in. Where, you know, what's the next big thing for you guys? Where are you going now? What's happening right now?
Well, what we're doing right now is we've spent some time bringing the staff of Winning at Home and some of the key board members and things like that, and getting them involved in this ministry. And so now what we're doing is opening it up to all of Winning at Home's network. And on September 25th, we're going to be planning a trip. And I just found out on Sunday that one of the biggest top 40 radio stations here in Detroit went and asked the local food bank where a good place to get involved would be. And they connected them with this church in downtown Detroit. So I'm really excited about what's going to be happening on the 25th, where people are going to be hearing all over the most popular radio station in Detroit that people in their neighborhoods, their family, their friends are getting food, and they're getting it in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I think that is just an amazing thing, and I'm really looking forward to that on the 25th.
That is so cool, man. I love it. That is awesome. Well, Alan, man, it has been great getting to know you a little bit. And, you know, we will keep a link to Winning at Home up on our site. And as soon as you get a link for Urban Family Outreach, give me that. I will put Mary Beth's email on our site as well, so people can connect with you, because I want to make sure that they have that opportunity. I love what you're doing, man. It's very cool. And I know, you know, just having, you know, met your dad, not to swing it back to him, but having met your dad through an interview last week, man, I know he's proud of you. I know he's proud of you and your brother, right? But, you know, I know that he really wanted me to talk to you about what you're doing. And I think it's just awesome, man.
Yeah, well, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to get to share some of the things that God's up to in Detroit, because it's so much easier to focus on the negative. And I think it's cool to be able to bring some light to some of the good things that God's up to, so that we don't forget about that. And I appreciate you giving me this opportunity to do that, Ken.
Oh, man, it's an honor and a joy to have you on the station, for sure. And we'll talk more, bro. We will get together more and do as much as we can for the Lord.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, have a great day, Alan. Thank you.
All right.
Well, that wraps another edition of Power Players Radio. Thanks for joining us again. You can listen to the program Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. right here on Radio 323. And if you missed a show, go to the website, radio323.com. Subscribe to our podcast. You can always get the programs downloaded right into your iTunes through the podcast, or you can go to our archives page at the same location, radio323.com. Go to the archives page and see any show you might have missed or any show you didn't know existed. It might be there. Check it out. See who we've had on the program, and then give us your feedback. Drop me an email anytime. Ken@project323.org. I'd love to hear from you, and keep tuning into Radio 323 for all this great programming. Help support our ministry if you would. You can go online also and make a secure donation, one time or a recurring monthly donation. We appreciate your support. Keep this very unique Christian programming coming at you. We combine all the elements of Christian radio right here in one place. Talk, sports, music, study, family programming. We put it all in one spot. You don't have to go from dial to dial, and you can listen in while you're surfing the web or while you're working. It's always safe to stream. Again, we appreciate you so much here on Radio 323, and we'll look forward to having you tune in again tomorrow.